This memo is not an indictment of the FBI, of the Department of Justice. It does not impugn the Mueller investigation or the Deputy Attorney General.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan, who spoke a short time ago at the Republican retreat in West Virginia about this memo that may well be released yet today. John Williams
says it does not impugn the integrity of the FBI or the Justice Department.
Or the Mueller investigation, no. which the people who are arguing against it saying it was, that's the very reason it was written.
Well, what other reason would there be except to send up a red flag to us good American people that the Mueller investigation is suspect? I mean, what's the I mean, at least admit it's political.
Well, we haven't seen the memo yet.
Well, we haven't.
The Republican chairman of the Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, hasn't seen it yet.
You don't need to see the memo to have an editorial comment about it. Don't you know how these things are done?
I think that's true, but...
Kenneth Moten joins us now, ABC News in Washington. I suppose you knew that part of the story. Kenneth, welcome to our show.
Thanks, John.
So the Paul Ryan, the party chair, says, the Speaker of the House says this does not in any way impugn the integrity of those agencies. What's the spin there? Why is he saying that?
Well, he's saying that because he's read the memo. So I guess he feels that because he's read the memo and that the White House is now reviewing it, that it does not undermine the Russia investigation like Democrats have been saying. But what I do know is that the White House just put out a statement moments ago saying that the president will most likely sign off on this thing tomorrow. But that just kicks the memo back to Congress, and it will actually be up to Congress to literally release it to the public. So they actually said they don't think there are going to be that many redactions after we know that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has been talking with top FBI career officials the past couple of days about possible redactions and classifications. So at this point, we know that the president most likely will sign off tomorrow, and it maybe early next week the public will actually lay some eyes on that memo.
Congress, meaning the Congressional Committee or the entire body of Congress?
In the House Intelligence Committee. So the one that GOP Chairman Devin Nunes, who's been under fire, is actually in control of.
What is your answer? What is their answer? The answer to why has Nunes authored this memo and why do they want it released to the public?
Well, it's exactly what Paul Ryan just said about an hour ago at that GOP retreat, which is that they're the oversight branch and that if there are alleged abuses within the FBI when it comes to either political bias or abuses of the FISA court, that's the surveillance act that allows them to go get a warrant to surveil, a private U.S. citizen, then they feel like they have the oversight. They have the investigative power to look over any type of alleged abuses.
Who's the they in this? I mean, we have this committee that's doing this investigation of possible collusion. They don't like what they're seeing from the FBI and this FISA court warrant. But what is this oversight you're speaking about?
The oversight would be the agents, the ones who are going to get the warrant, who's involved in the investigation. We heard that even Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, is named in this memo. He's the one who signed off on the FBI agents going to get this warrant as well. So at this point, we just need to see the memo. Who's in it? Who's detailed in it? At this point, we've only been hearing from sources who is named in this memo. We just know that, obviously, with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and his staff compiling this memo, we've only heard, general statements about what it says, which is shocking political bias within the FBI, things that were done wrong in the initial stages of the Russia investigation. So at this point, we'll see what's in it once it actually is released. But again, there might be redactions. There might be things that the public, including the press, will not see in that memo.
I think I'm comfortable with that. To be honest with you, suppose it is damning and we discover that the FBI acted badly and that the FISA court should not have issued that warrant, fine. Then don't find any obstruction of justice, don't find any collusion. I mean, I still don't see the point in all of us weighing in from 30,000 feet on this. No, it wouldn't be 30,000 feet. That's a good overview. We don't really know all of the details of this, and I don't know that this needs to be debated in public. Let this is my long kind of question here, Kenneth, but shouldn't the committee figure it out themselves? And if they decide that there was no collusion or nothing bad happened, then say as much. I don't see why before they come to a conclusion, they need to tell us these things.
And I would say that just a reminder that this is Washington, that there, believe it or not, politics at play. When you have the president repeatedly saying that the Russia investigation is a hoax, fake news, then you have a GOP chairman, Devin Nunes, who has admitted to working with the White House on certain parts of, for instance, drafts and letting them know things that are happening with the Russia investigation, which is why Democrats have accused the GOP chairman of being too cozy with the White House during the Russia investigation, then you have a lot of politics at play. And so you've got this memo, and the president of the United States says, I want that memo released.
Yeah.
He was calling a hot mic State of the Union night, you know, telling a Republican lawmaker, don't worry about it, 100% is going to be released. So at this point, we believe it's going to be released.
But if Paul Ryan is saying, don't worry, this doesn't impugn the integrity of the agencies involved, then why would they be releasing it? If everything was status quo and hunky-dory, I don't see why they would want to let us look over their shoulders. That's never happened. Presumably, the reason Nunes is doing this is because he thinks the process has been compromised, and yet there is Paul Ryan saying that this doesn't weigh negatively on the FBI or Justice Department at all. I don't know how you square those two.
And at this point, Ryan is saying, look, he has faith in the GOP chairman. He believes that the process of even releasing the memo has played out correctly. At this point, you're right. It seems like there are two different things being said by Republicans or top Republicans on this memo. But sometimes, or what we feel from this is that each Republican reads it, who's laid eyes on it, and then they have their own opinions about, infers what it says about the FBI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I get that. Yeah. But here's my last question for you, Kenneth, and I'll let you go. And that is, so Nunes, who's in charge of this committee, took it upon himself to just write this summary of his concerns about the way the FISA warrant was issued. Am I correct about that? I mean, there was nobody waiting for him to opine on this. This was just something that he decided he wanted to do. Is that it?
That is correct.
And then it was, okay, now that I've summarized our concerns about this, what do we do with it? And they thought we should let everybody see what our concern is. And that's where we are today.
That is where we are today. And the House Intelligence Committee could have also instead held an investigation, done closed-door hearings. But as far as this memo, there are top Republicans, including the president, who say the public needs to see this.
All right, Kenneth Moulton, who writes, reports for ABC in Washington, D.C., so maybe next week, huh?
Maybe next week, early.
Yeah. Kenneth, thanks for your time this afternoon. We sure appreciate it.